CliffCentral.com.
So let's turn our attention to Gordlaw's marriage officer for a second, and then we'll get to Anthea after that. So how much do you charge?
For my friends, I do it for free. I mean, I wouldn't charge them. And I haven't done it for like a stranger yet. So, you know, it's something that I would seriously consider doing as like a paid service, but you'd have to pay me quite a lot because it requires a day of my weekend. And I also have to sit with the relevant, couple and get to know them a little bit.
Oh, when it's like premarital therapy.
Yeah, you need at least one session. And I mean, brides understandably are typically quite fussy about, they want to know if everything's going to be cool. So what's happened now is, because I've done four of them and each one has been different, I write for lack of a less dickheady word, I write a bespoke wedding for each couple, because right. I know them and they all have different personalities, different levels of how formal they want it. So now I've got like four written weddings that each go on about 10 to 20 minutes, and some of them are more humorous than others. So I could actually take these and cobble them into like six different templates and be like, cool, well, I add in a little bit about how you met, I add in a little bit about one or two jokes about each other that I could harvest from a conversation with each of you, and boom, I've got it. But I mean, I'm considering it because it's one of those things where it's fun until you start charging for it, and then it will become a pain in the balls. But at least you had time to prep.
I mean, you had four weddings and you had time to prep. You sound very experienced to me. I did it once, and I was only aware of the fact that I was actually presiding as the marriage officer, in inverted commas, when I arrived. I thought I was hosting.
I thought I was hosting
the reception.
That was rude of the bride and groom.
Not really. They sort of sprung it on me, although I might not have been listening.
It was like miscommunication. Yeah.
Dude, it's like any kind of public speaking thing. Like with me, the very first time I did, which in most cases was like primary school, when it comes to public speaking stuff, you're nervous going on TV, being on
your
first
wedding.
No. It's just I was like the first couple that asked me to do it. It's my best friend, and his wife was also good friends of mine for years. I have not been nervous doing a public speaking thing or a radio thing or a TV thing or anything like that. I've not been nervous since for 20 years, but I was nervous as hell.
Oh yeah.
For the first 5 minutes, I was literally like just trying to hold the paper steady because it's so important to them. But then I got into my groove and it was cool. And then the next three, I was like, okay, wedding time. Everybody sit down and listen.
You know, we are gathered here today.
Yeah, I could literally bring one of them up if I get my laptop. It's over there out.
No, I'm not.
And read you the gist of it. But it's just a non-religious celebration of people that love each other, let me teach you about my religious beliefs for 20 minutes, and then I'll talk about the couple for 5 minutes, and then marry everyone. Doesn't need to involve.
That's a very smug thing to say.
It was smug, and it was intentionally smug. It doesn't need to be a lesson in someone else's religion to get two people married.
So would you marry, you know, I don't know, Wiccans or people who subscribe to that spaghetti church with the colanders and whatnot? I mean, how far out do you go with who you're prepared to marry if they're all non-religious ceremonies?
If I'm paid and I don't have to bring religion into it, I would consider marrying anybody.
Oh, that's beautiful. So good. That's very touching. CliffCentral.com.